Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 57. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 30. Daytime highs approaching 54. Tomorrow, overcast. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 48.
Kansas Winter Market Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the holidays are officially here, which means it's time to decorate for the holidays as well. And that means many individuals across the state of Kansas are out finding their Christmas trees. But Christmas tree farms across the state say that the prices have gone up slightly due to inflation and travel expenses.
Actually, I told one family the other day, I said, we had to pay $13 extra for freight on every tree that came in this year. And I'm sure it was because of diesel prices. And she said, we just expect that.
That was Eldon Clausen on KSNT News. Where they say while the prices may be a little bit higher, most people coming out are there for the experience.
Families really do enjoy coming out here. Right after COVID, it was like the first thing they could do outside, and families came out. But they come out, little kids can pull the carts if they want to. They come out to the trees and possibly help cut down the tree.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
The leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? November is the month to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. Fall in love with a new 2023 Kia of your choice. Fall in love with our fair pricing. And fall in love with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and test drive a new Kia and enter to win a flat-screen TV to be given away on Black Friday with no purchase necessary. Fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Prized are until November 25th. No purchase necessary to enter. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Lawrence Police Department have announced that a 53-year-old woman has been found dead in a tent at a North Lawrence homeless camp. KAKE News reports that according to the police report, they say witnesses had not heard from her since Saturday night, and when they went to check on her in her tent, they found her unresponsive. So far, investigators have not been able to find an obvious injury or cause of death. Her body has been sent to an autopsy for investigation for cause of death, and the investigation on the incident is still ongoing. During the investigation, her name has not been released to the public. In other news, a 33-year-old man has died after a car accident on Monday night when he was driving the wrong way on a southeast Kansas highway. KAKE News reports the event happened around 8 p.m. on Monday night on U.S. 400, roughly 6 miles west of K-7 on the Crawford and Cherokee County line. The driver, Dakota Jones, was driving east in the westbound lanes when his Dodge pickup hit an oncoming Buick LaCrosse. The individual died at the scene. The 36-year-old man driving the Buick suffered serious injuries and was transported to a hospital in Joplin, Missouri. The investigation on the reason why he was driving the wrong way is still ongoing.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Mary Lanning Healthcare Facility in Hastings, Nebraska has announced a temporary visitors restriction due to the high levels of COVID, RSV, and other respiratory illnesses in the Hastings area. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to the press release that was released on Friday last week, visitors must be at least 14 years or older to visit the Family Care Center floor. As they say, the restrictions were meant to protect newborns and their mothers during the following days of birth. According to the South Heartland District Health Health Department. They said rising levels of COVID-19 were causing some of the long-term care facilities to experience outbreaks, and wastewater virus levels were climbing to high levels. In other news, a teenager from Kearney, Nebraska, in connection to a January 16th murder, is getting probation for a related drug conviction. KSNB reports that 19-year-old Maria Chamberlain was convicted of felony marijuana possession, where a judge has sentenced her to 2 years probation. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
During November, we're celebrating Yes-Member with savings and discounts all month long at Rusty Eck Ford. Yes, all new Fords in stock priced under MSRP, up to $3,800 off. Yes, we have discounts available when you order your new Ford with us, too. Yes, we'll take anything in on trade, no matter what you owe and no matter what it is. Yes, we will get you the finance option that fits your needs. Yes, Rusty Eck Ford has what you're looking for with over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available. We're making it easy to say yes to your new Ford with big discounts up to $3,800 under MSRP. Top dollar for any trade and financing options for everyone. At Rusty Eck Ford, Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealer, 2 years running. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees, all BBC dealers, stock number 22T518, MSRP 5970, ACL price 55939. Cannot be combined with other offers with approved credit. Negative equity could affect financing terms and approval. Negative equity will carry over to new purchase. Excludes Raptor, Trevor, GT500, and Bronco. Offers expire at month end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Engineers, the architect, construction manager, bond, and legal counsel met with Marshall County Commissioners last week to discuss options for moving forward with jail construction. The following options were discussed: continuing forward with a lease purchase, meeting with local banks to determine interest before continuing. This would move forward with a special election prompted by a petition certifying some 500 valid signatures challenging the board's earlier decision to finance about half of a possible $12.5 million project. A second option would be general obligation bonds. This would use up most of the county's debt limit. The bonds would have to be rated. An option would be special legislative general obligation bond sales tax. This would take state legislation and be funded through sales tax, but would delay construction. And the county could create a public building commission, which would build the facility, and the county would lease the facility. This would consist of two separate protest periods. More discussed the options. No decision's been made at this time. Community meetings will be held to discuss and display plans for the new facility as soon as a decision is made as to which direction of funding the board will take. Reportedly, several at the meeting said communication about whichever method is chosen is key. A single public town hall meeting some years back was held previous to moving forward with the decision to authorize construction and pursue bond financing through a lease purchase agreement. Commissioners reviewed payroll and insurance costs last week, opening discussion of pay increases next year. Significant increases in health insurance premiums prompted consideration as to employer contribution levels. No decisions were made, and the matter will move forward. The 2023 budget has roughly a 10% increase in combined pay increase and benefits cost factored in. Washington County Commissioners voted to approve just over $28,000 from the general fund of the health department, who had reported an October shortfall. All grant funds had reportedly been spent. Health Department reserve funds had been transferred and spent earlier in October, and an advance had been approved first of the year to cover expenses. It was reported later that a large deposit just days ahead of the meeting would have allowed covering the $28,000 shortfall, but commissioners opted to leave the initial transfer for the time being. It was noted vaccine purchases in October were significant, and costs then recovered as flu shots were administered. Margie Anderson has accepted the newly created position, part-time janitorial and part-time senior services for Nemaha County. Commissioners voting unanimously to approve a resolution last week prohibiting political signs on county property, and they discussed pay and employee benefits for 2023. 55% of some 7,000 registered voters in Marshall County cast ballots in the November 8th general election. The number of registered voters up almost 500 over the 2018 election, where 59% took part. 63% of Washington County voters went to the polls, nearly 30% voting in advance, another 15% voting by mail. John Peshaw, age 57, of Marysville, passed away Friday at a Lincoln hospital. Mass of Christian burial Friday at 10:30 with the rosary at 10. Visitation at 9 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for John Payshaw. John W. Jack Nork, age 86 of Topeka, passed away November 17. Funeral services planned Saturday, 2:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, with the rosary at 2. Visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Jack Nork.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join Marshall County Partnership for Growth November 29th for their Moving Forward event and celebration for outgoing Executive Director Ellen Barber, held at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art. RSVP by the 22nd at choosemarshallcountykansas.com. Come at 7 for the reception featuring free drinks sponsored by Blue Valley Technologies and amazing hors d'oeuvres. Following that, Partnership for Growth will highlight their exciting projects that have helped move Marshall County forward over the past 7 years. Please RSVP by the 22nd for this celebration.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. High pressure continues to dominate throughout the region and temperatures continue to improve. A small system of light rain may come through over Wednesday night and leading into Thursday morning, but sunshine is still expected throughout most of the day on Thursday. For today's forecast, mostly sunny with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Staying partly sunny on Wednesday with our highs in the lower to mid-50s. Before a slight chance for some drizzle over Wednesday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 40s. This drizzle may continue early Thursday morning, then staying partly sunny and slightly cooler with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s, and partly cloudy Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. These conditions will continue as we head into Friday and the weekend. Sunny on Friday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and clear skies over Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s, and still sunny on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November, 51. Record high on this date, 73. The average low, 29, and the record low, 1 below 0. Sunrise this morning, 7:19. Sunset this evening at 5:09.
If your grandparents grew up east of the Mississippi, they might remember a Thanksgiving blizzard of epic proportions. It's a dip into the weather archives today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 22nd, the 326th day of the year. Actress Scarlett Johansson celebrates a birthday, and it's the 59th anniversary of the assassination of JFK. Those of us with Thanksgiving travel plans are anxiously awaiting the forecast and crossing our fingers. A peek into the weather archives reveals Mother Nature's less-than-glowing holiday track record. But one storm, according to many historians, is in a class all by itself. The Great Thanksgiving Storm of 1950. It produced the deepest snows in Ohio's history, buried West Virginia in up to 40 inches of powder, and generated the highest non-hurricane winds in Maine's history. Here's wishing you safe travels this holiday and weather that doesn't make the record books. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
From farm to field, Massimo Power Equipment is the right choice for the farmer, cattleman, outdoorsman, and off-road enthusiast. Powerful, affordable, and reliable, Crown Over Auto Sales is your local dealer with several side-by-sides in stock and immediate shipment of any custom order. Come see for yourself what Massimo can do for you at Crown Over Auto across from Valley Vet in Marysville.
C&K Service is wishing you and yours a happy Thanksgiving, full of heartwarming things to be thankful for, like the sharing of holiday comfort foods and making new memories with loved ones that will be cherished for a lifetime. Have a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving, everyone, from all of us at C&K Services at Sabetha. Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Hotel is reflecting on the many things we have to be grateful for, such as family, friends, good health, and freedom. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everyone, from all of us at Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn. Remember holiday parties at the steakhouse and friends and family at the motel. Spring Creek Golf Course and 19th Hole Bar and Grill wishes listeners a very happy Thanksgiving and hopes everyone can spend the holidays with family and friends. From Spring Creek Golf Course and 19th Hole Bar and Grill in Seneca, ranked in the top three Kansas public golf courses for the last 3 years.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we get into the holiday weekend, State Wildcat basketball was underway during the Cayman Islands Classic as they squared off with game number one against Rhode Island last night and pulling away with the victory easily 77-57. That puts the Wildcats 4-0 for the season so far after building a 14-2 lead as Naquan Tomlin scored 15 points throughout the game. Keontae Johnson scored 14. Kansas State went into the half leading 44-27 and stayed up by double digits the entire second half of the game. The Cayman Islands Classic continues with another tip-off tonight at 6:30 as Kansas State tips off against the Nevada Wolfpack. The other game of the Classic so far included Nevada and Tulane as Nevada pulled away with the victory 75-66. Tomorrow, first tip is at 11 a.m. as Western Kentucky takes on Illinois State. Back on the home front, the Wichita State Shockers tipped off against Grand Canyon yesterday and pulled off a victory 55-43. That puts them 3-1 for the overall season so far and in the middle of the American Athletic Conference. No one is immune from scams, including our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal information, charity scams, and so much more. The VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text, and use sites like charitynavigator.org before donating. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. For more information, go online to aarp.org. /FraudWatchNetwork. The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network. High school football season in Kansas is just about wrapped up with state championships coming up this Saturday after Thanksgiving, and the matches have been officially set after the semifinals from Friday last week. As Cake News reports, at high school football championships include 6A division with Manhattan taking on Gardner-Edgerton. As Manhattan defeated Derby in the semifinals 28-23, Gardner-Edgerton was over Olathe Southwest 56-7. In the 5A division, Mays is taking on Mill Valley. As Mays is coming off their dominant victory over Hayes 42-9 last week, Mill Valley shut out BV Southwest 63-0. In the 4A division this year, it's Womego taking on Bishop Miege, followed by Andale and Holton in the 3A division. After Andale shut out Clay Center 36-0 in the semifinals, Holton ended up beating Topeka Hayden 48-17. 2A includes Kingman versus Nemaha Central, and 1A, it's St. Mary's with Inman. High school football championships are coming up Saturday this week. Mid-America Network Sports.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball live on KNDY.
Hunter's headquarters urges gun owners to keep weapons in a locked cabinet when not in use and teach the whole family about gun safety. Always assume your weapon is loaded and use extra caution when cleaning and performing routine maintenance. From Hunter's headquarters in Auburn, veteran established and veteran run.
Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics has opened enrollment for spring 2023 classes, continuing to offer the energy-packed tumbling cheer, dance, and jazz classes for ages 18 months to 18 years. Enrollment ends January 2nd. Visit Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics Facebook page for enrollment information.
Berry-covered branches of bittersweet are common fall decorations, but many gardeners find their plants produce all leaves and no fruit. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You need at least one mature male for every five female bittersweet plants for pollination and fruit development to occur. A close look at the small spring flowers will reveal the gender of the plants you are growing and which one needs to be added. The male blossoms have pin-like structures while the females have a swollen vase-like structure in the center. Or consider adding the new First Edition's Autumn Revolution Bittersweet to your landscape. It is self-pollinating, so you only need one plant to yield the desirable fruit. The fruit on this bittersweet tends to be larger and more abundant. And give this vigorous vine a good sturdy support. Avoid planting the invasive oriental bittersweet that's taking over many of our natural areas. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at CambridgePlaceSeniorCare.com.
So you've cut back on everything from lattes to lunches, but if you're still coming up short at the end of the month, try this. Give State Farm agent John Bannister a call for a free discount double check. He'll show you how something as simple as combining car and home policies could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Discounts vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm agent, 1022 Broadway in Marysville.
It's Sharing, Caring, and Giving Day at Elsie Grace's this Friday and Saturday. Bring in donations for the local food pantry and get a special discount. What will you buy? Gifts for everyone on your list? Stock up on food mixes and coffee? Or just get their famous homemade fudge all for yourself? It's all here and more at Elsie Grace's in downtown Frankfort Friday and Saturday.
If you need to ship 40 tons of bricks, you, of course, use parcel post. That's what one man did to construct a two-story bank building in 1916. The story of constructing a building, one brick from the mail at a time, is this edition of the American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pettit Bio. From the Mississippi Delta, the Chesapeake, Nebraska, the hills of Tennessee, proven on thousands of fields across this great land. Pivot Bio's got a plan. Green plants in a healthy land. Use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Helen Keever says that a new bank building in Vernal, Utah was never supposed to cause such a stir. Yet it is this bank on Main Street that would cause the Postal Service to eventually rewrite its rules.
In 1916, W.P. Coulthard decided the bank needed a new place to be, so he built a new building. And he wanted to have the face of this building be very nice.
Coulthard decided that the face of the building should be covered with high-quality bricks made in Salt Lake City.
They ordered 80,000 bricks, which is about 40 tons of bricks. W.P. Coulthard investigated how to freight these in, and he realized that the cost was really high.
The freight costs were so high that he decided to check into alternatives that might be less expensive.
So he checked the mailing, and the mailing was just less than half of the freight. So he ordered these bricks. They were wrapped individually into a paper and then boxed into a 50-pound box and put on the train.
The postal route from Salt Lake to Vernal required multiple stops by rail and road.
The train came from Salt Lake City down to Price, up and over to Mac, Colorado. At Mac, Colorado, they stopped, and the first set of bricks that came through, W.P. Coalthorpe accompanied those bricks.
Coalthorpe's brick shipments caused the Postal Service to rewrite its rules. That part of the story. Next time, as we travel the countryside, Vernal, Utah, I'm Andrew McCray.
Concrete stave silos have dotted farms for over a century. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Eventually, what goes up must also come down as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Silos made from concrete staves and wrapped in metal bands are iconic farm structures. They've been around for over a century, especially on dairy farms to store feed, and some are still in use today. However, many are succumbing to age and the elements and should be taken down. John Sisolak is the owner of Mainline Builds, a silo demolition company in southern Wisconsin. He says when the staves are compromised, it's a good indication the silo is at the end of its useful life. This includes the condition of the base and the roof.
A concrete stave silo typically has an aluminum or steel roof on it. So if the roof gets blown off, that allows moisture to kind of get down in between all the seams where the staves are put together. There'll be a real, real thin layer of mortar that kind of holds the silo together on the inside. Once that gets compromised, that has a tendency to kind of weaken the structure as a whole.
How it's done depends on the area and the structure. If the silo is leaning and there is nothing in the way, he says it can be pushed over with an excavator or bulldozer. However, safety is your first priority, so the job is best left to a professional.
My methods are I kind of start from the top and everything goes to the inside of the silo. So there's no risk of things falling to the ground and injuring people that may be close by or anywhere in the vicinity. It preserves lives as well as property. Usually we'll use like a fairly large boom lift, but 90% of the work is just done by hand.
After the silo is down, the concrete and the steel bands can be recycled. Many landowners also repurpose the staves for landscaping. Learn more about taking down a silo at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh,
When I was in high school, my parents took my siblings and me on a road trip to California. At one point in the trip, we got lost and ended up circling around a particular part of town over and over again.
Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
No matter how hard we tried, we couldn't get back on the interstate. It was like we were trapped in a vortex, and it wasn't funny at the time, but it sure brings a laugh now. Have you ever felt that way with your financial decisions? You make a poor money decision and think, never again. But the next thing you know, you find yourself back in the same predicament. You know, the way we were able to get back on the highway was by stopping and asking for directions, some guidance. That same might be true for you. Are you trying to make wise money decisions? Think about who or what could help you, and then give them a call or set up time to learn more. Who knows? You might just find you feel more confident on your Wise with Money journey.
I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent.
Join the Small Business Celebration Saturday, November 26th in downtown Marysville. The first 500 people will receive a goodie bag with special sales, giveaways, and $500 in chamber bucks inside. Enter your shopping receipts that day for prize drawings. Meet the Grinch, the Black Squirrel, and join the fun with Small Business Saturday beginning at 9 a.m. hosted by Marysville Chamber and Main Street.
Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro and Tony's Meat Market would like to thank everyone for shopping local this Small Business Saturday. Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro in Marysville reminds everyone that during this busy holiday season, they will have cakes, pies, and cookies that you can pre-order for your holiday meal. If a trip out of the house is calling, Empty Cup is open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 to 5, and Sunday, 7 until 2. Holiday greetings from the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro. Be prepared for the rush at the dinner table this holiday season by stopping at Tony's Meat Market in Marysville. Offering holiday snacker, veggie, and sandwich trays, beef jerky, and a wide assortment of summer sausage chubs for stocking stuffers, or put prime rib on the menu this year. The best selection with a full-service deli and always fresh when you walk in the door. Tony thanks everyone for their patronage and support this year and moving forward. An invitation to shop local this Small Business Saturday from the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro and Tony's Meat Market.
An update on broadband expansion in rural America today on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
The federal government, through various agencies, is channeling many billions of dollars to projects to advance broadband access in rural America. Wes Kerr is with Connected Nation, a Kentucky-based nonprofit that advocates for broadband for all.
It's a matter of, if nothing else, being able to maintain the culture of a community on into the future. And it's going to be extremely difficult to be able to do that without having the level of connectivity that's necessary just to do daily tasks anymore.
Kerr says states are creating five-year plans based on one federal funding program, and he encourages local communities to participate in that.
Without local leadership being engaged in the process, I'd say communities could still be left behind. And so we're seeing a lot of interest at the local level. People are starting to understand that they need to follow and engage in the conversation.
Kerr says it's all about providing access.
Sometimes, particularly in a rural community, somebody thinks you're trying to turn them into the Jetsons, and that's not really what you're trying to do. What you're trying to do is bring fair and equitable broadband service to their community so that they can participate in the economy, in a global economy.
You can learn more at connectednation.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Let's take a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Let's get this terrific Tuesday off to a good start. Here's a look at your ag news on this Tuesday, November the 22nd. So Thanksgiving is coming up on Thursday, and Farm Bureau's 37th annual survey provides a snapshot of the average cost of this year's classic Thanksgiving Day feast for 10, which is $64 and a nickel, or less than $6.50 per person. Now, this is a $10.74 or 20% increase from last year's average of $53.31. Of course, the centerpiece for any Thanksgiving Day meal is the turkey. Well, it cost more this year than last year. It's costing $28.96 for a 16-pound bird. That's $1.81 per pound, up 21% from last year. That's according to a Farm Bureau news release. The Farm Bureau also says that volunteer shoppers check prices October the 18th through the 31st before most grocery store chains begin featuring whole frozen turkeys at sharply lower prices. According to the USDA, the average per pound feature price for whole frozen turkeys was $1.11 the week of November 3rd through 9th. So what do other items on the table cost? Well, cranberries, $2.57. Sweet potatoes, $3.96 for 3 pounds. Carrots and celery, 88 cents. Green peas, $1.99. Inch pie shells, $3.68. Cube stuffing, $3.88. Dinner rolls, average, $3.73 for a dozen. Pumpkin pie mix, 30 ounce, $4.28. Whole milk, 1 gallon, $3.84. And whipping cream, a half pint, $2.24. And that's why this year's cost is averaging $64 and a nickel. And with that, happy Thanksgiving to one and all.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 8th through 10th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Livestock manure is a valuable fertilizer for crops. Knowing the nutrient levels in that manure is the key to getting the best value out of it. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Have
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Manure is a fertility powerhouse for crop production. It has nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, as well as micronutrients. Using it on your fields can allow you to cut back on some of the expense of commercial fertilizers. Leslie Johnson is an animal manure management extension educator at the University of Nebraska. She says to get the most value, it's important to have the manure sampled and tested to determine the nutrient content.
You can capitalize on that value and make it more profitable by knowing exactly what's in it, exactly what your soils and crops need, so that you don't overapply it. Because overapplication costs way more than you need it to be, because you're applying more nutrients that you need. You wouldn't go out and overapply fertilizer that you didn't need, because then you would have to pay for it.
Make sure the manure spreader is calibrated to apply at the rate that you need. If you have more manure than you can use, she says you can make a profit by selling it. However, calculating the cost per ton isn't one size fits all.
Nutrient values across different species, even across different operations of the same species, are going to vary drastically. And so I'm not going to give you a number value. That's something that depends on not only the manure type and source, but also what current fertilizer prices are. And as fertilizer prices go up, the value of that manure also goes up.
Transportation costs should be figured in the value, because manure is expensive to haul. Most producers use the manure from animals on their own farm or haul it from another farm close by. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the value of manure at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Tuesday, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. The markets are kind of in a holiday mode already. Light trading, low volume. Some of this because one holiday is coming, obviously, but some funds have been liquidating as well. Beans are following crude oil prices, so crude oil prices are going up, so beans are going up as well. There's some short-term stability in the markets as well, but beware Friday, because that's the December option expiration date, so we could see some volatility on Friday. Right now, corn for December is 657. That's down 2.5. Corn for March is 659.5. That's down 4 currently. Kansas City wheat for December at 925.75. That's down 8.5. Kansas City wheat for March at 911.75. That's down 11 right now. Oats for December, 397.75. That's down 1. Oats for March at 393.25. That's down 1.75. January soybeans right now, 1431.75. That's down 5. Soybeans for March at 1437.25. And that's down 4 currently. Taking a look at December cotton, 83.70 is your price. That's up $2.54. Cotton for March at 83.28. And that's up 3.5 currently. Live cattle for December, 153.57, that's up 2.5 cents. Live cattle for February, 156.20, that's down 52.5 cents. Feeder cattle for January, 181.75, that's down 87.5 cents. Feeder cattle for March at 184.47, that's down 62.5 cents currently. Taking a look at the markets right now, Dow Jones up 332, S&P up 39 currently, NASDAQ up 98 right now. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Tuesday, November the 22nd. I'm Jeff Aiken.
During November, we're celebrating Yes-Member with savings and discounts all month long at Rusty Eck Ford. Yes, all new Fords in stock priced under MSRP, up to $3,800 off. Yes, we have discounts available when you order your new Ford with us, too. Yes, we'll take anything in on trade, no matter what you owe and no matter what it is. Yes, we will get you the finance option that fits your needs. Yes, Rusty Eckford has what you're looking for with over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available. We're making it easy to say yes to your new Ford with big discounts up to $3,800 under MSRP. Top dollar for any trade and financing options for everyone. At Rusty Eckford, Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealer, 2 years running. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eckford at RustyEckford.com. Prices plus tax and fees, all rebates and dealers, stock number 22T518, MSRP 59780, sale price 55949. Cannot be combined with other offers with approved credit. Negative equity could affect financing terms and approval. Negative equity will carry over to new purchase. Excuse Raptor, Tremor, GT500, and Bronco. Offers expire at midnight.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Placing the fate of our farms into someone else's hands and preparing for farm succession isn't necessarily something producers want to think about. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. Ashley Westerhold, director of the Office of Farm and Ranch Transition at K-State, explains why planning for farm succession early is important and the opportunities within the Kansas Land Link program.
The average age of a farmer in Kansas is 58.1 years. But if we look at those numbers a little deeper, 66% of the primary agricultural operators in Kansas are over the age of 55. The normal business, you're getting close to retirement and hopefully you can retire at 65, or some people might take early retirement at 62. So if you think about that, we should be seeing massive waves of transitioning happen on the farm. We should see that older generation getting close to that retirement age, wanting to transition to the next generation. And so it's a big topic in Kansas. Again, 66% of our agricultural operators are over 55. That's actually more than the national average. The national average is only 62% over 55.
Westerhold goes on to describe the Kansas Land Link program and the services available through it.
Our office is offering a Land Link program, and we started that back in February. Today, we are accepting applications for both landowners and land seekers. We are really looking for those land seekers, those young people who are interested in looking at the opportunities to farm full-time. We right now have a one-to-one landowner-land-seeker ratio. Across the U.S. in Land Link programs, it is an average of 20 land seekers per one landowner. And in Kansas right now, we are looking at one-to-one. So I do think we are missing a marketing piece, and here I am today trying to do that so that we can give these landowners an opportunity to pick from these land seekers, and also giving those land seekers options into their future as well.
Westerhold goes on to outline how the matchmaking process works.
Our website is agkansitions.org. And so all of the Land Link information is on there. They can actually fill out the application online and then they schedule a phone call with me. And that allows me to understand the answers they give in those Land Link questionnaires so that we can understand really what are they searching for, what their values are, would they like a mentorship program, how they're willing to work, what do they care about. Those things actually matter a lot in these conversations. And I'm trying to be the first line of going through those applications and trying to find the right candidates for the landowners, but also finding the right landowner for that land seeker based on personality and what I can gather in my phone calls and applications.
That was Ashley Westerhold, director of the Office of Farm and Ranch Transition at K-State, explaining how the Kansas Land Link program can help with farm succession. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
much classic country, we had to put it on two stations. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.